Okay, hello. My name is Erin Erter. I am a senior literary here at Mississippi School of the Arts, and today I am interviewing Mr. Nick Bridge.
Hello. I'm Nick Bridge. I am the school finance officer at the Mississippi School of the Arts, and kind of a lifelong musician.
Yes, and that is pretty much what we're going to be talking about today. Music and connections formed through music and how we keep music in our life. So I guess we should just go ahead and get into it. So the first question I have here for you is, how has music found its way into your life and impacted you?
It's really interesting. And you know what? Maybe it's not interesting. I don't know. Heck. There was always music in my house. Music was always a very big part of my household growing up. My father played music. My older brother played music. We have since learned that my paternal grandfather was a drummer and a musician. My dad never really knew him, but we found that out kind of later in life. My maternal grandmother was... They had a singing group growing up, her and all her siblings. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Okay, first of all, you should watch it, but you got to watch it three times.
Okay.
You have to watch any Coen Brothers film three times.
We'll write that down.
Before you get it. But in that, it takes place in Mississippi in the late 30s, early 40s, and there's a guy campaigning for governor, mm-hmm. and they had the Waverly Girls that I would come and sing at all his rallies. Well, like that, my grandmother would do stuff like that. They would always go to singing. So, so yeah, my dad played drums. My brother played drums. And then he got into guitar, and then he got into bass guitar. I grew up in a very rural part of the county on a dead end road that, you know, we didn't have. It wasn't like we had close neighbors or I was in a neighborhood. It's pretty rural. And so for me, I just kind of had a little knack for playing drums, and my father encouraged it because there were drums around and there were instruments around. And you just learned to, for me, it was like I just learned to connect through so much through music and associate so many things through music because it was always there. No matter what you're feeling, sometimes you can't control what you're listening to. And sometimes when you listen to something, like my dad was obsessed with Neil Diamond's Coming to America. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear that song, I can see us driving in our, you know, beige Dodge station wagon, you mm-hmm. know, just cruising along. So, did that answer the question or do you need more? That's how music found its way into my life, but do you need more?
How has it impacted you as a person?
How has it impacted me as a person? I think it's helped keep my sanity because, mm-hmm. you know, I had a good friend that one time wrote, I don't know where I'd be without my Bible or my guitar. And there's a lot of power in that statement. You know, especially playing drums, you're having a bad day, you go in there and just slam some drums, it feels good. It's therapeutic to just sit and play. I've never thought of myself as like a creative person in that sense, but it is therapeutic to just sit and play. And I communicate through music. You know, if there's a song that really shows how I feel, I'll send that to somebody and say, hey, just listen to this. This is how I'm thinking and feeling.
Yeah, and on the topic of communication, we really want to focus on some of the connections formed by music. So, do you think that music has the ability to form connections?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, even if it's for one song, like, you shared a moment with them, and you're forever bonded by that moment. So, that's how another connection can be made. And plus, you know, I've played music with people who have completely opposite philosophical, sociological, financial, political, religious, you name it, differences. But we can still get together and jam out and be cool with each other. And that's just how we connect. Mm-hmm. Does that answer the question?
Yes.
Okay,
and good. I agree. I feel like most of my relationships that I've made they have the basis of music. That's always the first thing that happens with me and people I meet.
You know, that's actually very interesting you say that, because if I stop and look at who my long friends are and current friends are, mm-hmm. most of them, not all, but most of them came through music in some sort of fashion, mm-hmm. or have shared that with me mm-hmm. in some sort of fashion. Mm-hmm. So
it all starts from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess this is on that topic as well. What is a specific connection or moment that music has given you?
Let me answer it kind of fluffy first.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the fluffy answer. You know, I have made one of my best friends in my life and somebody who I like is my number one call guy mm-hmm. by going to a blues jam in Jackson one time and sitting in and meeting him there. And we just kind of, it's one of those things we just hit it off.
Yeah.
And we play, and then we won't see each other and talk for years. And then we'll fall right back into the same old shtick. And he's like my tightest fellow. Mm-hmm. That's one big connection that I've made just for going to a blues jam in Jackson. On a deeper level, and I'm going to look at it from more of this angle, you know, different, if you look at a band, pick a band.
Wings.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful. So in Wings, everybody had their part, mm-hmm. right? And people had to be more, certain people had to be, like when Paul was playing bass, he had to be in more in sync with whatever drummer they had at the time. They went mm-hmm. through about three, and I can't remember the names right now. I'm sorry. But you have to be able to have that kind of instant connection and know where that person's going. Mm-hmm. One band I always look at for that was it like Led Zeppelin? Mm-hmm. Okay. People go, oh my God, Jimmy Page is so awesome. And I'm like, Jimmy Page wouldn't be anything if he didn't have the train and tracks of John Bonham and John Paul Jones riding behind him. Mm-hmm. And they've got to be so in tune and lay down such a fat groove, but they've got to be like this. They have to connect. They've got to be on it. I play a lot of music with my brother. Mm-hmm. And it's really weird because when he's on bass and I'm on drums, we just have it. I know where he's going. He knows where I'm going. I know. I mean, it's really, you know, and this is not even on songs. We did a recording session last Tuesday. We were recording, some guy wrote some songs he wanted us to do. We tracked everything live. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, we just kind of instinctively knew where we were going to go. And the longer you play with people and playing a certain caliber of musician mm-hmm. helps. And if you're not at that caliber, it helps to play with a certain caliber musician.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how do you keep music present in your life?
I usually listen to it all day, every day. I listen to it all day, every day. I work here. I have two other part-time jobs. They are as a musician. Mm-hmm. One is a staff musician at a church, and one is a freelance musician. So, I mean, if I'm not listening to music here, or, you know, I'm having band practice or playing shows or preparing for a church service or, you know, recording, going to a recording session, helping somebody get their creativity, I would say on tape. That didn't exist anymore. So, yeah. Did that answer that question?
Yes.
Sufficiently?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
This is kind of a weird question, but what would a world without music look like to you? What would like be taken away from us besides the music?
Like a movie without a soundtrack.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of funny, if you watch the movie Castaway, mm-hmm. starring Tom Hanks, from the time he gets on the island to the time he gets off the island, there is no music. And it just helps to feel that isolation. There's some more movies like that that just have a real sporadic. I don't know why Nomadland comes to the line. I know it has the soundtrack, but usually it's solitary and lonesome. So, a world without music is like a movie without a soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I mean, soundtracks are sometimes the best part of movies.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have another question here. This one's a little bit more fun than the previous ones. What's your favorite moment in music history?
Whoever, and I don't know if this is my favorite or most important. I'm going to say it's probably the most important. But I'm really looking at this from a sense of rock and roll, okay? And what we know today is rock and roll.
Yeah.
The first dude or dudette or unidentified mm-hmm. that took a blues record to England. Mm-hmm. Here's why I say that. America had gotten all hot and heavy for rock and roll. Mm-hmm. It was feeding their soul, and they wanted it bad. Everybody, Americans loved rock and roll. We had Elvis. We had Jerry Lee Lewis. We had Chuck Berry. We had Little Richard. We had all of these great people. Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly. So rock and roll is going, going, going. Mm-hmm. Well, when early 60s, the day the music died happened, so you lost three. Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper. Boom. Okay. Elvis got drafted and started doing movies. So he's not doing rock and roll anymore. Little Richard found religion. So he didn't do rock and roll for a while. Chuck Berry, I think he was in jail for probably taxes. I don't know. And then there was somebody else I named. Oh, Jerry Lee Lewis had a scandal that kind of shunned him out of the public. So America was hungry for rock and roll, and the only rock and roll they could get was coming out of England. And all of these English guys had been influenced by all the blues guys. I mean, listen to interviews with Paul McCartney or anybody, and they're like, you know, yeah, I stole everything I had from Little Richard, but then, you know, we also love the blues. The Rolling Stones, I mean, all they did was like Robert Johnson covers and stuff. They loved John Lee Hooker. Eric Clapton was a big fan of Howlin' Wolf. So I think that, number one, helped preserve the blues. Cream's big hit was Crossroads, which was a Robert Johnson hit written about a crossroads in Mississippi. You know, I think that all fueled the fire and made it very important. I'm not done. I'm done with that. Does that answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay, is that okay? Is that okay? So another important part in music history, out of everything, and this is weird, not so much Woodstock, but the Monterey Pop Festival. Mm-hmm. The Monterey Pop Festival happened before Woodstock did. And that was Jimi Hendrix's introduction to the United States. That was the Who's big introduction to the United States. That was a lot of first timers, and it was better organized than Woodstock.
What I'm reminded of is it's like the same situation, but it was with the Beatles, and it was this girl, like this teen girl, who was listening to, I don't know if she was in England or if she was in the States listening to a radio that, you know, was in England or whatever, but she heard the Beatles, and she went to one of her local radio stations and like begged them to start playing the Beatles, and then that's kind of how that whole thing happened.
So I am going to give you a fourth.
Yeah, okay.
The Beatles on Ed Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Because if you go back to anybody that you and I listen to right now, they may say, well, I was inspired by this. So then if you go back to this there, everybody's going to go back to, It was the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love listening to interviews with musicians. And that is always, like, of a certain generation, That's always included in their answer. And so we wouldn't have come this far or gotten here if that hadn't happened.
All right. And just to top things off, do you have any song recommendations?
I don't.
You have to have them.
No. It's so...
Or band recommendations.
I am so moody. And my song selection is based on how moody I am and what I would recommend. So if I had to think of a recommendation, go back and listen to stuff. Go back and listen to Boz Scaggs' Silk Degrees album. You know, go back and listen to Steely Dan's Asia. That would be more my thing, is make sure you're caught up on where it all came from. You don't have to like it, but it's, especially if you're going to be like, consider yourself a musician. Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent of Ben Folds. I love Ben Folds.
I love Ben
Folds 5. I think Whatever and Ever Amen was like the soundtrack to my high school and college years. That just, because I could relate something to every song on that album. Mm-hmm. I love Steely Dan. I love, who have I gotten really big into recently? Like, really big into. there's a new band called Young Gun and Silver Fox, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And another band called Mama's Gun. They actually have a sound that I love, which is kind of that adult-oriented West Coast yacht rock sound, mm-hmm. but it's now.
Yeah.
State Cows is another band that's really cool. They're European. I think they're German or something mm-hmm. like that. I love for people to listen to them. That's about it. That's all. I mean, yeah, as far as that, off the top of my head, that's about the best that you can do. So,
yeah, I wouldn't have my own song recommendations, but I'd say I think it's very important for people to listen to Bob Dylan.
Okay.
I feel like every person, no matter what they're into, should at least listen to some Bob Dylan and just see what he's about.
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know, he's a very important figure in my life. Not just because of the music, but a lot of the writing, mostly. And I think a lot of the writing gets lost on people when it comes to music. And I don't mean that in, like, they don't understand it, but I feel like I don't know if a lot of people listen to the lyrics as much as others, you know? So, yeah, music can really create a lot of connections and maintain connections. And I feel like no matter how different people really are, that's the one thing people can have in common. Even if you don't, I mean, it's crazy. Even if you don't like the same music, you like music. And that's like...
Or you can find some kind of common ground.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Or even not, you can use that as a teachable moment of, have you heard about these people? No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Music is amazing for memories, good and bad. Music is amazing for bringing people together. Music is great therapy. Music is great communication. Mm-hmm. And this is whether you play music or just really love music. Mm-hmm. It can do all those things if people just listen.
Thank you for allowing me the interview today. It was a very entertaining interview here. I hope you gained something, learned some stuff.
I did. No, I enjoy it. It's funny because, like, I don't think I'm that important or interesting. So when people want to interview me, I'm like, about what? Mm-hmm. But when they interview me on the one thing that I actually have some knowledge of and feel comfortable in, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been playing for 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, and been in every different kind. Well, I've been in several multiple situations, so good and bad. But, yeah.
All right. Thank you.